Microsoft's LinkedIn censors post of Peter Schweizer's red-handed criticizing big tech ties to China. By Alim Bokhari on January 24, 2022. Microsoft-owned LinkedIn censored a Breitbart News story containing a book excerpt from Red-Handed. Peter Schweizer's new bombshell investigation into American elites' ties to communist China. One that focused specifically on big tech's ties to the communist regime. The news story, titled Peter Schweizer's Red-Handed Exposes Communist China's Silicon Valley Sympathizers, was published Saturday. By Red-Handed, how American elites get rich helping China win here. But when a LinkedIn user tried to share it on the platform, along with a post condemning China for genocidal policies, LinkedIn removed the post for violating its community policies. The user's post said, "Even if you think nothing could surprise you anymore, this is shocking. The way these immoral and corrupt big tech sycophants are kissing the ass of the CCP, who by the way are committing a genocide and have slaves in concentration camps as I write this, is not only pathetic, but downright shocking." According to the user, who alerted Breitbart News to the big tech company's censorship, LinkedIn said his post violated its community guidelines against bullying. It's not the first time LinkedIn has been caught censoring criticism of communist China on its platform. In October, the Microsoft-owned platform attracted widespread bipartisan condemnation after it censored an Axios reporter who had referenced her own work exposing China's internment camps in Xinjiang province on her profile. Now LinkedIn is censoring posts that expose big tech's own links to the authoritarian regime in China. Microsoft, which owns LinkedIn, is exposed in Schweizer's book for working with the Chinese military on artificial intelligence research. Red-Handed, How American Elites Get Rich Helping China Win examines the American oligarchy's ties to China at every level, including the Democrat and Republican parties and major corporations. Breitbart News has reached out to LinkedIn for comment.